Coach, getting up there and talking to the fans, and obviously that's part of the job. That's something that looks like you're doing here.
I really do. I think very highly of our fans. You know, I know that our fans are very passionate about us winning, and so are we. And we're out there working very, very hard, coaches and players, primarily players, you know, on the field, on the practice field, in the weight room, in the film room, to put a winning product on the field. And we're doing that in many ways for our fans. So we really appreciate the fans, and we think we have a home field advantage.
What do you think of the trivia contest?
What's that? To be honest with you, Mark, I was looking at my watch because we got to go here. We got a lot of things to cover this afternoon, and I thought it was great. Sorry.
How difficult is it to work trades this time of year? Because everybody's looking for something
right.
Different. What your discard might be someone else's treasure or vice versa.
Sure, and I think that's probably more of a question for Rick, but I don't think it's easy. I think it's all about the value to your team relative to what they're looking for, the trade partner. So, you know, I think they are difficult during this time of the year because you're not at 53 yet. And so you have a lot of guys on your roster, though, that are good players. And that, in many ways, that is a good sign, you know. So, I'm sure those talks will continue in many ways throughout the next couple days.
So when did you become aware of the swear jar?
I think that was just something when I got here. They said, why don't you think about doing this? It was kind of more of a funny thing for the banquet.
So you weren't aware that we're actually keeping track?
No. Actually, my wife said something to me about it the other day. I'm not really – when it comes to social media, you're looking at the wrong guy. Like, I don't – I'd look at the Boston Globe, the Boston Herald, the Houston Chronicle sometimes, ESPN Houston, ESPN Boston on my phone. Is that social media? I'm not sure if that is. I don't know Twitter and Facebook and all that. So she told me that they were keeping account of the swears, and I didn't even know what she was talking about. I really don't really believe that I swear that much. So, like I said, I think it's how you're portrayed. So. You know, it is something that's difficult at this time of the year because you're trying to project how long that those guys may be out, you know. So that's more of a medical team type question. But at the same time, yeah, there's many of those guys, few of those guys that we would like to have back eventually. But that's the risk you take sometimes of doing that. And hopefully you do get some of those guys back. It'll be savage. You just jinxed us, Steepy.
So what do you think has been the key? Three games.
Well, I don't know. I think some of that is things that we really do emphasize. You know, we really talk about ball security, taking care of the ball. I think that our defense does a really good job during practice of trying to take the ball away. So that makes it even more of a focus on our offense. I think some of it's luck, you know, some of it. Sometimes an interception, a batted ball, things like that, you just can't control that. So, but I think overall our guys have really tried to stay focused on that, and hopefully that continues. That's a big, big stat when it comes to winning and losing. Taking the ball away and turning the ball over, as you can see last year, that was a big stat for us. So hopefully that continues. Well, I think, offensively, I want us to get into a rhythm. I want Tom to have a good game. You know, I want him to get into a rhythm, get us into the right play, throw the ball accurately. Need the line to block well, obviously, for him in the passing game and the receivers to get open, but also in the running game. You know, so I want us to get into a rhythm offensively, play very hard, which I know we will. Defensively, I want us to be aggressive, play very hard aggressively and try to go out there and try to, you know, perform what the game plan tells us to do. So, and then special teams, we're still looking at some guys on special teams that can really help us. So hopefully those guys go out and have a good game.
We can make a break some people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, like I said yesterday, I think, you know, anytime you go out on that field in an NFL game, you know, even though it's what everybody deems as the fourth preseason game that doesn't really mean anything, I wouldn't say that's true. You know, I think that guys can go out there and really show up and really can – you know, stake a claim to being on the roster.
You know, you watch Frank Michigan every day. So watch him Sunday against New Orleans, kind of the way he moved around, the way he jumped the football.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on kind of what it says about the rehab he's done and where he is now.
Yeah, I think you have to give him a lot of credit. You know, I think last year, having been around him now for a year and not having been around him that long last year, we were getting to know each other. And I really appreciate his leadership, his toughness. I also really appreciate the fact that he's changed. He's changed the way he works out. He's changed his body a little bit. He's lost a little bit of weight. He's moving better. He's learned how to do things to really take care of his body, and hopefully that continues. You know, that sometimes health is a little bit of luck, you know, and he's had a really good camp, and we expect him to have a good year.
Did someone change your mind
with one play? No, not with one play, Tanya. You know, not with one play. I don't think you can really base it on one play. I think it's more based on the whole the big picture. And then, you know, somebody goes out there and has a great game, you know, a very consistent, good game with a lot of reps that are really quality reps. That can happen. A guy can rise up that way, but not in a one play.
So you had to go from 90 to 75 today. Were there any really tough decisions in terms of the final, I guess, second, third, first?
I think, you know, I would qualify that. I know it's kind of a cop-out answer, but I think all these decisions are tough. You know, I really am very aware of how hard these guys work. You know, not that we're different than any other NFL team, but we ask a lot of these guys. We demand a lot of them. They work very, very hard. And so anytime you have to release a player, I just think that's very difficult, conversation.
Were there any that you were fighting for that maybe you want to keep for the 75 and maybe Rick wanted or anything like that?
No. We don't. No, that doesn't happen. Nope. Say that one again, Bob.
You got guys battling for the fourth, whatever position.
Yeah.
And whoever comes out best in Thursday's game wins.
I mean, it'll be a part of it, yeah. If somebody outplays somebody else at a position, sure. You know, that'll be part of the evaluation. Whether that puts somebody over the top, you know, that's yet to be seen. You know, I think it's a lot of these position battles within the position are very, very tight. So, you know, somebody would really have to outplay somebody else to have that happen.
Bill, ESPN, they had a new poll out about the top 100 players in the NFL. JJ sits atop it. I guess your thoughts on, we all know how he works off the field and on the field, but I guess just, is that surprising that even the player could be the number one considered player in the league?
No. I think that JJ's a great player. I've said this time and time again. He affects the game on every single play. And if you go back and you watch last year and you watch practice this year, he's doing similar things. I mean, he's really worked hard to improve his game, even though that sounds crazy from where he was at the end of last year, but he really affects the game on every single play. Thanks, guys.